it. Would there be any term if it were very bad quality and might kill you?
I suppose unless you're intimately acquainted with
well,
the
I really don't know. If something were cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you might say to somebody, just
smell it.
And you mentioned syrup before. What is something else that's like syrup, but it's darker, and you use it in gingerbread?
Honey?
No, it's...
Cairo? Sorghum.
What?
Molasses.
Yeah, that's the...
Molasses.
What is the difference between molasses and syrup?
I know it's darker, and I know... But I don't have any idea. I imagine it's made from a darker type cane, cooked longer or something. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
And if something were not imitation, the opposite of imitation, you would say this is
pure.
Or on a belt,
natural.
You might have stamped blank leather.
Real.
Or
cowhide.
Begins G-E-N.
Genuine.
Yes. And if sugar were not already put up in packages, if it were sold in large amounts, you would say it's sold out.
In the book?
And the sweet spread that is made from apples or grapes and then put on toast in the morning?
Marmalade or jam?
Or what was the other one?
Jelly?
Yeah. And you season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And if there were a bowl of apples on a table and a child wanted one, he might say to you,
give me an apple.
That's it. And it wasn't these boys, so it must have been
those.
Okay.
Those boys.
And if you pointed to something that were not too far away, you might say, it's not here, it's
there, over there.
Would you ever say yonder? Okay. Don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Would you ever say this way?
No, this way.
Okay. What would you say if you didn't hear what someone said to make them repeat?
I would say, what did you say?
Okay. The opposite of rich is
poor.
Okay. If a man has plenty of money, he has nothing to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Who is poor?
The three of these is completing the sentence. First of all, a group of peach trees would be a peach.
Orchard?
All right, now, if someone said to you, is that your orchard, you would point to another man and say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He's the man.
To whom it belongs.
All right, that's not exactly the form
that really what you comes need.
Out. No, that will do. There's plenty of the other kind of thing. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was rich.
But you're speaking of his father.
Whose father was rich.
Yes.
Okay.
That's getting relative pronouns, I'm sure you noticed.
Then
the fruit that we just had for dessert was what?
Cherry.
Okay. What is the inside part called that you said I was not to find and I didn't find it?
Well, sometimes a stone and sometimes a seed.
What is your usual word?
Cherry seed.
Mm-hmm. And inside a peach?
A peach seed.
Is there something else inside the peach seed? Mm-hmm. What is that? Two kinds of peaches. One kind, it breaks away easily from the seed.
And that's the clear seed.
And then the other that sticks
is a clean.
Okay. What do you call the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
And if you cut up pieces of apple and dried it, what would you call those?
Dried apples.
Did you ever hear them called snits?
No.
That comes from a German word. I thought you might have heard it from some of your German in-laws.
No, I haven't.
Generally speaking, nobody in the South has ever heard of that.